Blog Talk Radio.
He loves his God, his kids, his wife. For them, he gladly give his life. He served his country as many do, and he came home with a love tattoo. I remember when the soldier walked past. He paused as he heard a young child ask, "Where'd you get that scar I see on you?" He smiled and said, "It's not a scar, it's my love tattoo." The soldier said, "To keep our world more safe for you, I fought and bled as many do. I did what I knew I had to do. No, it's not a scar, it's my love tattoo. My love tattoo is a symbol to remind him how we fought with pride for our red, white, and blue. If Uncle Sam asked him to stand with our soldiers in some foreign land, he'd unpack his uniform and combat boots, and with honor bring back home a new love tattoo. My love tattoo helps me recall some of my friends who gave their all. They fought and died as many do, so I'm proud to wear my love tattoo. He loves his God, his kids, his wife. For them, he gladly gave his life. And he served his country like heroes do. And he came home with a love tattoo. Yes, he came home with a love tattoo.
Oh, thanks for hanging in there, Richard. We had some technical difficulties, but we made it, didn't we? How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on board.
Ah, love it. I love the tattoo. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you've come from? And by the way, I know you're a legend in the country music. Very much honored to have you on my show. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hey, I appreciate those kind words. I come from a little old town called Waynesville, Ohio. And that's about 30 miles north of Cincinnati, about 20 miles or so south of Dayton, out in the southwestern part of Ohio. Farm boy, I grew up on a farm. I know what it is to work hard and know what chores are from an early age. But, hey, I grew up in a country music household all my life. My dad was a great singer, entertainer, and I wouldn't trade the way I was raised for nothing. I learned to appreciate good country music and the good country way of life, you might say.
Yeah, and your father, Woody.
Yep.
He taught you everything you had to know back then, I bet you.
He was an absolute influence on me, probably more than I realized at the time. You know, when you're a kid, you know, you think you know so much.
Right.
We got a little older, and boy, I realized how much Dad meant to me. What an honor I had growing up and learning all those great things, you know, the farm life, the musical life. And, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really appreciate it or understand it until it's gone kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like we were talking before the show, like myself, I can remember when I was 3 years old and it was playing the Beatles at that time. And my father, they got the brand new stereo hi-fi per se. They used to have colored needles at that time. I don't know if you remember back in the 60s. But,
wow.
Yeah, that was my influence. And what I try to do with my show is just present what you guys are doing, all the great karma that you're spreading with your music, all the influences, and like the Love Tattoo Foundation. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the Love Tattoo Foundation is an organization that me and my wife started a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, they asked me, they said, what exactly is a love tattoo? And I start by saying it has nothing to do with ink. It's about a serviceman or woman that's, you know, spent their life, dedicated their life in dedication to serving our country. And their love tattoo is either in a form of a psychological
yeah.
problem, or they physically got shot up. So that's their love tattoo, their sacrifice they gave to our country. And a good friend of mine, Mr. Chuck Brisman, sent me a poem and said, I would like for you to read this and see what you think. And if you like it, maybe we could put some music to it. So I read the poem, and, you know, just a little time went by, and I put some music to it, and I realized it needed just a little more help. So another friend of mine in Nashville, Gary Guinness, we put the third verse to it, and recorded it by myself originally, and got a little traction with it. And you know, I really was loving the fact that we could, you know, get the feeling out there about, you know, dedicating some stuff to our servicemen and women. And met a guy named Ronnie McDowell at one of our shows, and I found out that Ronnie did 3 tours of duty in Vietnam, and I was so blown away with that. And I said, Ronnie, I got this song that, you know, might fit. I said, would you be willing to listen to it? And so our manager, my manager team, Randy Hafer, sent the song to Ronnie, and Ronnie played it and listened to it, and he agreed to do a duet with me. And the song you just played is the proof in the pudding, the love tattoo. And like I say, it's just something that's a little something that me and my wife and others have done to show our appreciation to these brave men and women, just our little way of giving back to them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, reading before the show about the story of the poem and the gentleman that was, you know, completely disfigured, and the poem that came from. That is exactly what our world and our country is all about, up to our vets. So it's a very, very moving song. So I just love the American theme to a lot of your stuff. You have another great song coming out here, We Are America Proud. Can you tell me a little about, now that's bringing your farming roots involved.
Well, yes, it is. Well, the reason that song American Proud came to be, we were doing a radio show, a syndicated radio show,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted me to, you know, write a jingle that kind of would go along with the radio show that we're doing. The show was called Traditionally Lynch, and I asked the folks before the radio program was started, and I said to them, well, where exactly are you going to, and who are you wanting to reach out to? And they said, well, we want you know, reach out to the truck drivers and
yeah.
and our men and women who serve our country, and you know, farmers. And I said, well, man, I'm on board. So I went ahead and wrote the jingle, and we recorded it, and it was kind of a jingle at first. And my wife said, you know, Richard, that's really too good to be a jingle. Let's go ahead and make a song out of it. So
yeah.
I said, okay, honey. So we went back to the drawing board. I sat down and wrote some verses to it, and it's amazing how much good response we get, even to the folks that's only heard it for the first time as we're playing a live show. You know, the song kicks off. It's got that great driving guitar initially out of the gate. And I asked the folks in the audience, how many proud Americans do we have? And at that point, you've got them because they're all proud Americans. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what music does. Exactly.
Exactly. And so the song just takes off, and by the time the song's over with, the crowd is completely into what you're doing. It's just a fun song to play, and it really is it gives a lot of inspiration to folks that say, hey, I love this country, and I want to be sure that we can to stand up and be proud of it.
Something we need today. Amen, brother. So let's do that right now. We are America proud. Thank you.
Got American pride.
We got American pride.
We stand side by side.
Side by side.
We talk clear and loud. We're American proud. California to Maine.
California to Maine.
Our freedom's the same. From the backwoods to big towns.
We're American proud. Here's to our truck driving pals. They put in the miles.
All our farmers and friends whose day never ends. With our soldiers in mind,
with our soldiers in mind,
they leave no one behind. To God we keep our heads bowed.
We're American proud.
Look at the pride in our eyes. There's no way to disguise. No, you can't keep us down.
We're American proud. Here's to our truck driving pals. They put in the miles.
All our farmers and friends whose day never ends. With our soldiers in mind,
with our soldiers in mind,
they leave no one behind.
No one behind.
To God we keep our heads bowed.
We're American proud.
God bless America.
We're American proud. We're American proud.
Oh, I love it. You make me American proud, Richard. Awesome song. Awesome song.
Thank you, Tom.
Love that. Let's get a little bit of what you got going now. A little bit of Mending Fences is your current CD out there, I believe.
It is, and we are so tickled and so proud that this new album has done so well for us. We've had a couple of releases off the album so far, and the Roots Report and several reports around the country, different charts, both of them has charted, and I think they've been top 10 or even I think they reached number one on several charts.
Mm-hmm.
They just released the third single off of our new album with a lady named Rhonda Vincent. And Rhonda, for the folks who may not know about her, she is an incredible singer, been around traditional country a long time, but kind of more famous for her bluegrass association. And me and her recorded a song that's country as cornbread called Back in Love Again. And the video just got released this week, and the new single goes to radio Monday morning. Awful excited about that. And like I said, I'm so excited because two of the songs that are on this album I wrote. I'd say that with a kind of a happy in my tone, because I like to write and I love being around writers, But just because I write a song doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to go on the album. I want the best music that I can have on there. So I'm really tickled that a couple of my tunes made it on this new album.
Yeah, fantastic song, fantastic song. Let's hear that one right now. Back in Love Again. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
I won't lose my heart again.
You were so kind at a time when I needed a friend.
Somewhere the friendship ended and love began. You're the reason I'm back in love again.
You turned on
the girl from a world I've been dreaming of. Baby, there's something you gotta understand. You're the reason I'm back in love again. Back in love again. A brand new man. You're the reason I'm back in love again. Back in love again. Saying things I never thought I'd say again. You gave me a feeling.
Back in Love Again, Richard Lynch Band, along with Rhonda Vincent with the duo. Thank you, buddy. Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
What else you got going on this
one? Doing that one.
Excuse me?
I said we had a ball recording that song.
I bet. And you said you had a video that you just released too?
Yeah, just released a video to that this week. It's amazing how fast people, you know, kind of chime in and share and you know, they look for something that's real. They look for that traditional sound, and I'm tickled to death that I can, you know, give them what they're looking for. As a matter of fact, we just talked to some folks at the Opry the other night, and they were talking about the song, and they said, you know, it kind of reminds me of early Kenny Rogers, Dottie West type of feel. I said, I'll go along with that. So that's pretty flattering.
Yeah, speaking of that, talk to me a little bit about that traditional part of country. That's something I learned about, because country, to me, what you hear mainstream, hey, they got electric guitars, and what happened here? Where's the old school? And that's what you're
doing. Well, I think there's a true, genuine interest in, you know, the traditional sound again. I know I play all over the country, and the fact that I've kept it traditional has created a whole bunch of opportunities for me, and the handful of other artists that are, you know, keeping new music alive, but that traditional sound seem to be working quite a bit, and, you know, the people are trying to find that sound that they aren't getting in the mainstream radio these days. And so I'm just tickled that I can be a part of, you know, this momentum to give that traditional country flavor back, and maybe eventually we'll get it on mainstream. But one step at a time, we're going to do our best to keep traditional country music alive and well out there.
Right. We have such a fast-paced world, and that traditional slower kind of, you know, ballad hits a lot of people, myself included. And that leads me to another awesome tune you have off of Mending Fences, and that's Cut and Paste. Now, that is just a brilliant song with the theme of cut and paste. I mean, what, 15 years ago? What is cut and paste? Today, that's what we live in, the cut and paste world, and to have a country ballad at that is it's just brilliant. Just brilliant.
Isn't that amazing? It just goes to show you that, you know, real traditional down-to-earth country music can be relevant today. You know, country music is so diverse, and rightfully so. You can take a great traditional country song and just make it completely relevant with everything around our lives that we live in today. And it's the song Cut and Paste is a proof positive of that. And I just love the fact that, you know, people have gravitated to that song. We've had so many like hits and interest in our video with that one here. And I'm tickled that I got my wife involved on that particular video, that she's in the video also. She didn't want to at first, so we hog-tied her, made her do it.
But it just, you know, it just hits home, the whole theme of the cut and paste and look at your girl and, you know, and everybody's flashing to Facebook and, you know, it's such a different world than, you know, we grew up with. So with that being said, let's crank that out a little bit here. Cut and Paste, the Richard Lynch Band. Thank you, sir.
Living in the modern day, electronic super age, nothing's done the way it used to be. Nobody writes a letter or shows up in the worst of weather on the front porch with a rose and an apology. Now it's email or iPhone message. That's the only way to catch you, but you don't call back or come online. So I sit and stare at your Facebook picture. The only way to get back near you is cut and paste your face next to mine. It looks good and it matches up. What a shame that ain't us, like it used to be once upon a time. What I'd give to have you back, how I'd love another crack, just one more chance to get it right. But now it's email or iPhone message, that's the only way to catch you. But you don't call back or come online. So I sit and stare at your Facebook picture. The only way to get back near you is cut and paste your face next to mine. Catch you, but you don't call back or come online. So I sit sit and stare at your Facebook picture. The only way to get back near you is cut and paste your face next to mine. Yeah, it looks like I've blown forever. The only way we'll be together is cut and paste your face next to mine.
Richard Lynch Band. Thank you, buddy. Awesome, awesome song.
Thank you so much. You know, it's a blast to be able to do that. It's a great time to be in those studios and be around those incredible musicians. It made me step up my game. I thought, wow, how am I going to ever outdo this last album? And then we got in the studio, and those guys made me really step up. It was a lot of fun.
Didn't I read that you wrote all this and played all this in the barn, just real traditional, and then you kind of added to it as you went?
Yeah, you know, I've been writing since I was a youngster, and then there was a time where, you know, I got away from the writing aspect of things, and you know, the last couple of years I've been back into the writing end of things. But, you know, when you're around the stuff that you sing about, you know, I'm a farm boy, I bail hay, we got horses and donkeys, a bunch of responsibilities, you can kind of relate with the music that I'm singing about because, you know, it's all around me. So I'm a lucky guy, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Worth Saving, that's another awesome song that you offer of Mending Fences. And that comes with the Barn Believers Fund. Chat a little bit about that one, too.
Well, that's a really cool story. The song Worth Saving would have never came to be had it not been that we played a show in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan a few years ago. And we were playing, and there's had a blast up there. Them people just love great country music up there. And intermission came, and a lady walked up to me, and she said, "Boy, I really like your music." I said, "Well, thank you." She says, "You know, I've got this foundation that I want to start, and I want to start saving and repairing old barns." She said, "I grew up on a farm, a dairy barn, and, you know, I love these old barns, but I see more and more of them disappearing and going away around the countryside, whether it be just lack of neglect or, you know, progress, you know, subdivisions coming in and bulldozing them down." She said, "I would like for you to write a song about maybe saving these old barns." I thought, well, that's a pretty noble task, but, you know, I'll give her a try. And she said, "If you get the song wrote, I want to take it to Lansing, Michigan, and maybe help get some funding and get some interest in the state and make this a statewide project." I said, "Well, that's really cool." So me and my piano player, Jerry Hughes, got together and we wrote the song called Worth Saving. It talks just about what we just talked about, you know, the old barns and the hand-hewed beams. And, you know, when you walk into a barn, you see old leather horse tack and, you know, leather and bridles and saddles and bales of hay and dirt floors and all those great things.
We
got in the studio, recorded the song, and we did our very first show in Battle Creek, Michigan this year. And she raised quite a bit of money, and she's well on her way to getting her wish to come true. She's getting her money together, and they're saving some barns in and around the Michigan area. So I'm really tickled that I got to be part of that.
Nice, helping out the farmers. I think I was mentioning to you before the show that in my family, we have the family farm that goes back 150 years. I can relate as not that I grew up on that, not all that hard work, but as a teenager, as a youth, though, spending my time baling hay and helping my uncles, and both my parents come from dairy farms. So
that is so cool. There's so many people that love, you know, the farming way of life, and either whether they were raised on it or not, they got a parent or a grandparent, or they know somebody that has a connection with that farm, and that's why the song really resonates with people.
Yeah, let's crank that out for you right now, buddy. Worth Saving.
Let's do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
picture a place where many years have gone by. A Michigan winter and a deep blue sky. That cold north wind couldn't bring it down. Not every place was meant to be in town. This old barn is where I used to play. This old barn is where my grandpa prayed. So if you tear it down, it won't be coming back around. There's so much real country charm in this old barn. And them old dirt floors, old leather tack hanging from a rough sawed board, and you can still read that old faded sign. Hardware flower and the five and dime. This old bar is where I used to play. This old barn is where my grandpa prayed. So if you tear it down, it won't be coming back around. There's so much real country charm in this old barn.
Thank you very much, Richard Lynch Band. That is an awesome song. Those barns, they're definitely worth saving, buddy.
I agree 100%. And that's a fun song to play, too, live. It's a lot of fun. And we kind of ad-lib it a little bit, kind of get carried away. And throw it at the end of the song there, we give a nice long piano riff and a lead guitar riff. Just make it a blast to play when we're in concert. It's a lot of fun to do that song.
Tell me what's going on in the future. Where are you guys playing out? Anything happening? Big shows?
Oh,
you can
my
look
goodness.
Forward to?
You bet. We have been working our tails off. I think we're over 110 or so, 115 shows thus far this year. Working a lot of stuff. We're doing Friday night. This happens to be, I kind of didn't mention this earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and mention it. We have an awesome barn on our farm that we do 4 or 5 shows a year on. And it seats about 350, 400 folks. And the final event for the year will be this Friday night. We're tickled to death that we have one more show that we can do here at the farm. And it's so many people. They love the music. They come for the music. But when they get here, if they haven't seen the barn before, they're so blown away because it's what, people envision, the old wooden siding and the beautiful pond next to it, next in the middle of a hay field. It's pretty inviting. It's great that folks can relate with the barn and the music. So this Friday is our last show here at the farm, and then we're back on the road again. We're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky in November. Several shows in and around the great state of Ohio in November also. And New Year's Eve, we're doing an awesome show with the son of the late, great Conway Twitty, Mr. Michael what he is doing, his show with his New Year's Eve. And then it's off to Texas for a 5-week run in Texas and after the first of the year. So, yeah, we're busy.
Didn't I see you're going to go on a cruise?
We are doing a country music cruise. Starting the 5th of February through the 10th or the 11th. Goes out of Galveston, Texas. And so we're really excited that we get to be around that country music cruise. And, yeah, that's the first for me. I've been on cruises before, but, you know, to be able to play my music and take the guys and do something like that, that's pretty special.
Yeah, the love tattoo on the love boat and all the country folks.
That's
what a
right.
time that'll be, huh?
And we'll make them all American proud there, Tom.
There you go. What a great trip, my friend. Well, thank you, Richard Lynch. I appreciate hanging in with me tonight. We had such technical difficulties trying to get a hold of each other. I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, we appreciate the opportunity. It's a two-way street, never a one-way street for me. And I know you guys work hard and you do a lot for us. Can't thank you enough, and I hope we can cross paths in the near future.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, Richard Lynch, my guest tonight, Independent Country Music Hall of Fame member. Thank you, sir. Very, very honored.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks. Let's knock this one off with Knock Three Times. Thank you very much. Hoomagoo, out.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Whoa, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Whoa, my sweetness, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, I'm holding a string with a note that's attached to my heart. Count how many times I saw you, how in my silence I'll adore you. And only in my dreams does that wall between us come apart. Well, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. On the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. On the pipe, if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show. Twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show.
Got it again.